Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Agnico Eagle Mines Limited, ticker AEM, one of the heavyweights in the gold mining sector. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So first off, why are we talking about Agnico Eagle today? Well, gold prices have been on a tear lately, and companies like AEM are often seen as a safe haven during uncertain economic times. Plus, their recent earnings have been turning heads, and I want to unpack whether this momentum can last. We'll look at their business model, crunch the numbers, and see if the stock is priced right for long-term investors like you and me. If you're new here, make sure to smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who Agnico Eagle Mines is. Based in Toronto, Canada, Agnico Eagle is a leading gold producer with operations spanning Canada, Mexico, and Finland, alongside exploration activities across Europe, Latin America, and the U.S. Founded in 1953, they've built a reputation for operating high-quality mines and focusing on sustainable growth. They employ over 10,000 people and are led by CEO Ammar Al-Joundi. Their focus is primarily on gold, but they also produce smaller amounts of silver, copper, and other metals as byproducts. What stands out is their commitment to low-risk jurisdictions, which helps mitigate some of the geopolitical headaches other miners face. So that's the foundation. Now let's dig into the numbers. Moving on to revenue, Agnico Eagle has shown some impressive growth in recent years. For fiscal year 2025, they reported a staggering $11.9 billion in revenue, up significantly from $8.3 billion in 2024. That's a jump of over 40%, driven largely by soaring gold prices and increased production. Breaking it down by product, gold makes up the lion's share of their revenue, historically around 90% or more, with smaller contributions from silver and base metals like copper and zinc. Geographically, their operations are heavily concentrated in stable regions like Canada, which provides a nice buffer against volatility in other parts of the world. This kind of revenue growth is exciting, but we'll need to see if it translates to profitability and cash flow. Let's check that out next. All right, let's talk earnings. Agnico Eagle's Q4 2025 results were a standout, with earnings per share of $2.69, beating consensus estimates of $2.56. That's a huge improvement from $1.26 in the same quarter last year. For the full year 2025, their net income clocked in at $4.46 billion, or $0.0889 per share, compared to $1.9 and $3.79 per share in 2024. This was fueled by higher realized gold prices, with revenues jumping nearly 60% in the fourth quarter alone. Cash flow also saw a massive boost, which is critical for a capital-intensive business like mining. The key takeaway here? They're capitalizing on the gold price rally, and their operational efficiency seems to be paying off. But costs are creeping up, and that's something to watch. Now let's dive into some insights from their Q3 2025 earnings call. Management highlighted record financial results, emphasizing strong production numbers and robust cash flows. They're projecting steady output for 2026, with all-in sustaining costs expected to hover between $1,400 and $1,550 per ounce. They also stress their focus on organic growth, pointing to key projects ramping up over the next few years. On the flip side, they acknowledge challenges with rising costs and labor constraints, which they're working to mitigate through operational tweaks and strategic investments. It's clear they're optimistic about the future, but they're not ignoring the headwinds. This kind of transparency is something I always appreciate from management. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the income statement, Agnico Eagle's gross profit for 2025 was $6.92 billion, with a gross margin of about 58%, which is solid for the industry. Their operating income hit $6.33 billion, and net profit margin came in at an impressive 37.5%. Moving to the balance sheet, total assets grew to $34.47 billion in 2025, up from $29.99 billion the prior year, reflecting their continued investment in growth. Cash and equivalents jumped to $2.87 billion, giving them plenty of liquidity. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a negligible 0.013, which tells me they're not over-leveraged, a big plus in a cyclical industry like mining. Finally, free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $4.26 billion, up from $2.13 billion in 2024. These numbers paint a picture of a financially healthy company, but valuation is the next piece of the puzzle. So, is Agnico Eagle a bargain or overpriced right now? At a current stock price of around $240.49, their trailing PE ratio for 2025 comes in at 25.7, which is a bit below the industry average of 37.4 for gold miners. Their forward PE for 2026 is projected at 17.9, dropping even lower to 17.7 for 2030, suggesting the market expects earnings to grow significantly. Price-to-sales ratio sits at 9.6, which is on the higher side, reflecting a premium valuation tied to gold price optimism. Enterprise value is $111.8 billion, and with a dividend yield of 0.7%, it's not a huge income play, but still offers something for conservative investors. Compared to peers, AM trades at a slight premium, but their low beta of 0.66 indicates less volatility than the broader market. I think the valuation is fair given their growth, but it's not a screaming buy unless we see a pullback. Let's break down Agnico Eagle through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid. Record earnings, strong cash flow, and a pristine balance sheet with minimal debt. They also operate in stable jurisdictions, reducing geopolitical risk. On the weaknesses side, rising production costs and inflation pressures are a concern, potentially squeezing margins if gold prices stall. For opportunities, the current gold price rally plays right into their hands, and their project pipeline offers significant organic growth potential. Lastly, threats include external factors like regulatory changes or supply chain disruptions, as well as the inherent volatility of commodity prices. Overall, they're well-positioned, but cost control will be key. Now let's take a look at recent performance. Over the past week, AM is up 9.6%, and over the last month, it's gained 9.2%. Zooming out, the stock has surged 43.9% in the last 3 months, 69.5% over 6 months, and a whopping 132.8% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's up an incredible 266.4%. This outperforms both the gold industry and the broader basic materials sector over most timeframes. Looking at the chart, the stock is riding a strong uptrend, well above its 50-day and 200-day moving averages, signaling bullish momentum. For short-term traders, I'd watch for resistance around 250. If it breaks, we could see more upside. But be cautious of overbought conditions after such a run. All right, let's wrap this up. Agnico Eagle Mines is firing on all cylinders right now. Record earnings, skyrocketing revenues, and a stock price that's been on an absolute tear. Their financial health is top-notch, with strong cash flows and minimal debt, and they're well-positioned to benefit from high gold prices. However, rising costs and a premium valuation are reasons to stay cautious. For long-term investors, I think AEM is a solid hold if you already own it, but I'd wait for a dip before jumping in fresh. What do you think? Are you bullish on gold and AEM, or do you see risks ahead? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more stock analyses like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.